Welcome to the Six Flags Great America podcast, episode number 2. My name is Ryan Dewar, and on this week's episode, we're going to explore the now extinct Space Shuttle America. We're also going to take a ride on Superstition, the simulator that runs during Fright Fest. We're going to take a ride on the Demon, and we're going to check out the show Showstoppin' over at the Grand Music Hall that played in summer of 2007. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Space Shuttle America opened its doors in 1994 and has been entertaining guests ever since. This simulator ride explores the concept of the next century as we take flight into space. This simulator was one of the first to use computer-generated three-dimensional imagery. The ride was located in Carousel Plaza. The exterior contained a fiberglass, full-size replica of a NASA space shuttle. Later, the exterior of this building's design would prove to be a bit strange when running simulators such as Superstition for the Fright Fest event. Several films have ran in the theater, but the most popular, Space Shuttle America, ran also in 2006 and the 2007 season. Sadly, the ride was closed at the end of the 2007 season. The building remains, but will likely never show the film again. So unfortunately, we cannot ride this ride at the park anymore. But through the magic of binaural audio, we can experience it once again. So I invite you to sit back, put on a great pair of headphones, and get ready, because we're going to take a ride on Space Shuttle America.
But important, the amount of today's space traffic, like this communication center. station, Freedom Street.
Captain, 5 seconds to LRBM acquisition.
Roger that, Eric.
Hold on, everybody. Next stop is Armstrong City, Zero. We have acquisition.
Strong Tranquility flyby in 6 seconds.
Folks, we're over the Sea of Tranquility. Sign of the first man landing on the moon, July 20th, 1969.
This is Armstrong Control. Captain, don't shake the passengers up too much this time.
Just giving them their money's worth.
I'm very sad to see this ride go. There are not too many of the Intamin motion-based rides left, and so this one, being a particularly good one, I wish had stayed. Maybe Six Flags will reconsider, but for now, all we can do is enjoy the audio and the memories of this ride. By the way, starting in the 2001 season for Fright Fest, we were introduced to a new simulator called Superstition. This ride included Elvira, and Elvira wants to take us, her new investors, on a trip through her brand new enterprise, the Tragic Kingdom. Let's sit back and take a ride on Superstition.
Gate three, that's two down, right?
It's me, yours groovy Elvira, mistress of the dark. Turn all those bright, happy theme parks out there. You know, singing dolls, cheerful people, thrill rides where everyone survives. Well, have I got the place for you. It's called Elvira's Tragic Kingdom, based on the greatest theme of all, me. I know, people will say I'm full of myself, and I am. But this is not just a theme park, it's a scream park. I've got top designers working on it in the lab right now. Show us your latest design.
the screen mark. You're ideal looking. I love it. Hey, Wolfie, go upstairs and see if the storm is getting closer. When the Tragic Kingdom premieres, we'll be open every night from sundown to sunrise. You'll enjoy a delicious menu featuring rotten candy, finger sandwiches, rat dogs, and ice cream. And throw up on 13 terrifying rides and attractions, such as hypothermia. Honey, I ate the onions. Squeal of torture. It's a small, small, terrifying world. And my personal favorite, the House of Superstition. Sounds like you're in luck. Gentlemen, name your stations. Frankie, open the roof. If we can harness the storm's power, we'll take you on a virtual tour of the Scream Park. At the Tragic Kingdom, we try to stay abreast of the latest technologies. These specially designed virtual reality helmets need 15 million gigawatts of power. But with Frankie's electric expertise, well, hope for the best. By the way, after the demonstration, darling, I will be asking for your initial investment. So have those credit cards available. Everyone ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Oh, by the way, we've never done this before.
Thank you. The bad news is, it's not over yet.
You know, this podcast is all about Great America, and one thing Great America is known for is the coasters. Surprisingly, we haven't taken a ride on a coaster yet. Well, why don't we go ahead and do that? Let's take a ride on the Demon. The Demon used to be called the Turn of the Century, and started its life in 1976. In the late 70s, a conversion was made to add two loops where the two bunny hills had been at the bottom of the first drop. Also, a great lighting package and other effects were added to make this quite the demonic ride. So, sit back, put on your headphones once again. Let's take a trip on the Demon.
Welcome to the Demon. Please pull your harness down as far as it will go.
Harness will come down now, okay?
Got it, thank you.
Inside the car.
I'm going to keep your etiquette with me, okay, Stan?
Yeah, well, perfect, thanks. Okay. Keep your cane.
Especially hats and glasses. Enjoy your ride.
I absolutely love this ride, and it's one of the classics that's available both at the Great America Theme Park here in Gurnee, Illinois, and also available at the Santa Clara Great America out in California. Summer of 2007, Great America introduced a new show in the Grand Music Hall in Hometown Square. This show is called Showstoppin', and features pop hits from today and some cherished favorites from yesterday. By far, this is one of the best musical shows ever presented at the Grand Music Hall. Let's go ahead and go to the show and enjoy Showstopping.
Show stopping. How y'all doing, Six Flags? Y'all ready to have a good time? Oh, come on, you can do it better than that. Now
dreams. She rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart. She doesn't know what she's done. I feel the breath on my face. Her
But I got lost in time or two. Wipe my brow, kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. Every long lost dream led me to
like northern stars, pointing me on my killing time, trying to solve life's mysteries. How's your life? It's been a while. God, it's good to see you smile. I see you reaching for your keys, looking for a reason not to leave. If you don't know, if you should stay.
Well, as I said, Showstoppin' is an amazing show. I'm not the only one who thinks so, obviously, because it's returning for this season. Hopefully we'll get to hear some great new pop hits and maybe see some new talent this year. Last year's talent was absolutely amazing, but I'm sure there's room for more. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Great America Experience podcast. I would like to get some ideas for future shows, so please send me an email at rdour@tm4h.com. Also, visit the future home of this podcast at www.ryandour.com. That's www.ryandour.com. By the time you get the next episode, the park will be open for its 2008 season, and hopefully I will have captured some great events from that first day. So until next time, this is Ryan Dewar saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you at the park.